This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And we saw you earlier on, which we do have Sykes on the show for an interview. Well, it's that time, man. So speaking of Kati. Sykes and Fitz, how are you?
I'm good, my beautiful people, Ninja and Watani Namakar.
Ah, I was grinding a cool Fitz. So how is your day?
My day is quite rough. I got into a car accident yesterday.
Oh, seriously, man.
Safe. So right now I'm just getting my car fixed. We move.
Hey, nice and busy. That is very hard to hear. But we are glad that you are here with us. Unkulunkulu protect you a bit. So, as you started playing a keyboard at 5. Imagine what I was doing at that time. I don't even remember. How did you fall in love? How did you fall in love with music?
It was very early in my life. Ngizitholeng uthanda nje music, ngangingifisa ukufunda ukudlala lento ekuthiwa ipiano. So, ngispend isikhathi esiningi kakhulu ngiseyingane, ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi lento ngiyayidlala kanjani. Kwasho ukuthi ngenhlanhla ke khona isihlobo sami esasiyazi wangifundisa ipiano. From there I started going and sharing this at school. Ngaqala ngalida amakhwaya, ngalida ama-marimba band, ngalida nje all different kinds of bands in school, playing all different kinds of instruments. Angiphindanga ngawuyeka ku-music kwaze kwabi namhlanje.
That is amazing, man. And also I saw ukuthi you were playing like at the age of 9, udlala ngisho esontweni, ma weddings, vets, ama funerals. What do you remember most from those early gigs?
I remember playing at church. I think my highlights kuleyo mnyaka was playing at church. I used to get so excited magu Sunday. I used to shower first and then get a kang na onkumu to mpume because ngitakho ukuthi ngiyo express a little talent, especially because it was church. I really loved church growing up, and I think yona nto engikhulisile yangenza nomuntu engiwuyena namhlanje.
Oh, that is amazing, man. So just to move on, Nje, there was this collab of yours with Prince KP, Aya Bulela. It was a big song, man. So how did it come about and what did that mean to you, Ngaleso Sikhathi?
Aya Bulela came, I think it was one of my first songs, abantu abasebenzile, asebekhulile kwezo industry. Came as a blessing because it came with a lot of blessings. It came with teaching me to be in that situation. It came with a lot of teaching. That's what I can say. It taught me a lot in our collaboration. So I will always appreciate it.
That is amazing, man. Speaking of Yenage, Prince KP, you've also worked like with huge names, man. Ngabala or DJ Tira or Zala Tsukzini. But what is that one collab that's really challenged you or inspired you?
I will ask to at least give this out to my colleague because there's two of my favorites. When it's time to work with producers, it has to be skilled music, not that to be. Those two people, any time we get into studio, the energies are always matching. And I think we've got a great understanding of each other. So that Jablela Kuru Sebeza Nalabo.
Oh, that is amazing, man. So there is this one song that I just played before we started the interview, Siseka Kenny Babies, that freestyle Waishaya, and it really went viral and Yashinchang in the game. So what was going through your head as it started blowing up on the internet?
What was going through my head was this could be my breakthrough.
I think it ended up
being the breakthrough that I needed. And that was with me and Skills Music. So whenever we collaborate, the collaboration was seen by a lot of people and it actually worked for us. So
that is amazing. Did you expect it that the song would be so big, so huge?
I don't want to lie. In the listen to music, I never know which one is gonna do what, but I always just keep on working and keep on cooking more music.
Yes, man. So I know it's in our careers sometimes we have to move because there's interesting in fact to Zenzege Koli. So moving from Durban to Joburg, it is a big leap. So can you tell us what pushed you to make that move and how did it feel? I also link up an avant abandon on table.
Ukusebenza eGoli
So now you are an independent artist. Sure. I'm asking, what's it? Now you are an independent artist.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, that is amazing, man. So, can you tell us what's next for you as an independent artist, especially any upcoming music or EP or maybe an album that is coming?
Yeah, there's a lot of upcoming music. There's a lot of music on the way. I've got music with my two little sisters. If you follow my social media, you'll see that I've been sharing my sessions with them. So we're going to drop soon. In a couple of months, my sisters and I have an EP that is coming soon. I've also got an EP on my own. There's also a collaboration with Skills Music that's proper music that's coming soon. You should also expect something very nice by myself with Dingumalo next month. I think Yonate calling up is Kulumahayo. There's a collaboration with myself, Dingumalo, and Skills Music. That's gonna be a beautiful song. It already is. I can't wait for everyone to hear.
That is amazing. So Zinuma, a huge artist also. You're an independent artist now. Congratulations also. And we hope that we hear the music, the new music soon. But okay, I want to ask you before I let you go, the name, the Zulu Michael Jackson, how did it come about?
The Zulu Michael Jackson, Ngakanjong is the studio. I don't want to lie, it wasn't about my dance moves. I don't have the best dance moves in the streets. But it was about the way I stack my vocals. There's a very specific way of stacking my vocals when you record my backings and making them make sense, making all the melodies speak together in unison. And Michael Jackson was one person who did that very well. So I draw a lot of inspiration from him. And then the part last week I just stood in the stack, kind of stack. People were like, Michael Jackson over the Tula, you know, because of the way I articulated my stacking.
Yeah, the thing is because of your dance moves also, man.
No,
not my dance moves at all, my brother. Yes, man. Sykes, thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. We wish you all the best for your music. But before we let you go, where can people find you on social media? And also, where can they find your music?
People can find me on Sykes_SA on all social media platforms. That is Sykes_SA. We'll have some Sykes Rock on the SYKES _SA. And then I'm a booking about if they would like to see me sykesbooking.legelela@gmail.com. That's how you get my booking.
Yes, and I hope the people hear you, but it's Sykes and not Skies, because a lot of people are saying, how are you interviewing Skies? I'm like, no, Sykes.
Yes, Skies, I'm Skies.
Yes, oh, thank you very much, Fitz.
Bonga mina. And Obama Mumtala, Professor Kangelan Zuma,
we wish you all the best with your music.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Yes, that was Sykes joining us on MUT Radio, telling us more about his music.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.